Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes there are experts we call on to explain why the world feels like it's falling apart around us. Maybe this is just because of my long career in news. You know, I know you people think that all we want to do in the news is bad news, negative news. But the reality is, when things go wrong, that's usually newsworthy. You expect and want things to go right. When things go wrong, you want to know why. And Gene Bay often comes on to explain why the economy is going in the crapper. Well, Dr. Gene Bay from Augsburg is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Because, Gene, the last time you were on, you said that it would be nice if we called you when there was good news for a change.
That's correct. That's correct.
And now this is what you get. We really did call you when something good happened today. So sorry you're going to be late for your dinner reservation or whatever was going on tonight, but this is your own fault.
It is my own fault, as are many things in my life, but that's okay.
The Dow up 765 points, about 2.7%, biggest gain since mid-July. Happy days are here again. Are we set? Things are good to go. We can stop worrying about inflation.
No, actually.
What happened today? Why did things go so well?
Well, I think the market always iterates, too far one direction or the other. And you probably saw that one of the issues affecting the market is the rise in the interest rates. And the UN said that called on all the central banks to stop raising interest rates. So I think that that's part of it, right?
Right.
The reality is that while the stock market is up today, it's down 17% since January. And if you look at the news about whether it's going to go up or down, in fact, one of the things that we always tell people is you should have asset allocation. You shouldn't have all your money in, high-flying tech stocks. You should have it balanced. But the reality is, just like in the last great recession, everything is down. Bonds are down. Stocks are down. Bitcoin is down. Everything is down, right?
Right.
And that leaves people very uncertain. And I don't think that happy days are here again. I don't. Right. I think that we're in for dangerous times.
Is this that is really the bigger takeaway for you, that we are in this very volatile market phase?
Yeah, because the issue is that what's going to happen to inflation? So one of the issues is that consumers have pulled back. Well, of course they have to pull back, because as we talked last time, if they were trying to buy the same market basket of goods, with today's prices, they'd have to spend $450 more per month. And as we move into winter, energy prices are likely to go up everywhere, not just here, but in the world.
Right.
And if we think about where we sell our goods, well, we would like to sell them to Europe because that's a high-income area. And if you think energy prices are bad here, they're worse over there.
We are seeing manufacturing, that sector is starting to slow down, which might be a sign that already the increased rate hikes are having a bit of an effect, right? That the economy is slowing. If the manufacturers are slowing down a bit, that logically seems like the front end of the process, right?
Yes, and economists pay attention to two industries very carefully. They pay attention to housing and autos. because for most people, those are their biggest purchases.
Right.
And interest rates are a complementary good. So as we talked, right,
yeah.
which a house you could afford at 3% mortgage, you might not be able to afford at 6%. And so you find at this point, builders are trying to sell unfinished inventory to investors to serve as rental homes. I think there's real questions about what's going to happen for both autos and houses.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, the auto industry has been dealing with this very tight supply. And I guess the housing industry to a similar degree, right, dealing with not enough supply out there. But now
yeah.
with the interest rate changing how much people can afford, you wonder, you're like, all right, how's this going to shake out?
Yes. And, you know, you saw that Tesla went down. And
right.
one of the issues for Tesla was that they produced more cars, but they weren't selling more cars, right?
Right.
And so I think it's an issue overall. And for housing, it's that starter home. How do young people get started on a starter home with the prices the way they are and the low inventory?
Right.
That, I think, is a real concern.
Yeah,
I'm still not that positive.
I know. This turned the wrong way. Today, though, maybe if you own just a giant amount of all but Johnson & Johnson, all of the other Dow stocks went up. That's good. That's fun.
It's good. We just have a long way to go back up. That's my main issue,
yeah,
right?
It's true.
And, you know, the social psychology is that down hurts twice as much as up.
Yes.
We went a long way down.
It's 100% true. Jean Bay, thanks for spending some time with us. Be careful what you wish for next time on this show.
I know. I'll try. Thank you, though.
Thanks, Jean. It is 529. We are going to take a break. We're going to talk Vikings. We're going to talk Gophers. Plus, the biggest scandal in the sporting world involves fishing. Dave Schwartz joins us next on Drive Time.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.